to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
A Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. It's Monday the 2nd. No, it isn't either. It's not the 2nd. It would be the 9th of April. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of this past Easter weekend, the presidential race, what has happened as a result of the Oklahoma shooting, and we'll spend some time talking about Mike Wallace, who passed away. Let's begin by listening to, from SNL, Saturday Night Live, Seth Meyers having a bit of fun with Mitt Romney's recent attacks on President Obama.
Romney this week criticized President Obama, saying that he was out of touch after years of flying around on Air Force One surrounded by an adoring staff. Romney added, "The last time I saw someone that out of touch was when my yachting coach wore cufflinks to a garden party."
All right. Presidential race is where we get started, as it has been over the weekend and has been for the past month or two or three or four. Number one, as we get started with a new week, and a lot of times the Monday morning program, at least this hour of it, focuses on the world of television, the Sunday morning interview programs, and so we will, let's see here, we have pretty much all of them represented in one way or another here. So let's start with Fox, Brit Hume, and that was because Mike Wallace, who's the father of Chris Wallace, who does that program, passed away, so he wasn't there. Brit Hume hosted the program. He talked to Newt Gingrich, who says he's prepared to support Romney, who he concedes is likely to be the nominee.
"You seem reconciled to the likelihood, if not the inevitability, of Mitt Romney as your party's nominee."
"Well, I think you have to be realistic. Given the size of his organization, given the number of primaries he's won, he is far and away the most likely Republican nominee. And if he does get to 1,144 delegates, I'll support him. I'll do everything I can this fall to help him defeat Obama, because the primary goal of the entire Republican Party has to be to defeat Barack Obama. So what makes this maybe the most important election of our lifetime."
"Now, you have indicated that one of the reasons you're staying in the race is to influence the platform. What do you hope to do with the platform?"
I think platforms matter in the long run, the evolution of a party. And a party is more than just a presidential candidate. It's Senate candidates, House candidates, it's state legislators. When I go around the country, the number of people who walk up to me and say they used to listen to GOPAC tapes, now the Senate Minority Leader. GOPAC was an organization I helped build,
right,
and we would send out training tapes. This is 25 years ago. And people walk up and say, you know, I'm now the Senate Majority Leader. I'm now the Speaker of the House. I mean, you have this long-term evolution in the states. You have this long-term evolution of the party. And we're not an etch-a-sketch party. It was an unfortunate comment by Romney's communications director. We are a broadly conservative party. We don't have to be severely conservative, as Romney said at CPAC. But we also need something else that is really hard to do in American politics. We need a new generation of breakthroughs. This country is in trouble. The industrial world is in trouble. You look at Spain has 21 or 22% unemployment. The Greeks may suffer a one-third decline in the standard of living. There are huge problems around the world.
So what are the key elements you want to see in this platform?
One is an American independence energy policy that really is aimed at making sure no future president ever bows to a Saudi king, and at making sure that we bring several million jobs home by producing probably 4 million barrels a day more of oil here in the United States. Second would be a personal Social Security savings account. Back in 1983, the last time we've tried to fix Social Security, if we had adopted a Chilean model where people have a personal account, there'd be $16 trillion in savings right today. That's how much the buildup would have been, just based on what's happened in Chile, which is not a theory. It's actually happening. We need an approach, frankly. We need to stand up very firmly for religious liberty. The assault on the Catholic Church is very real, and it's not just the Catholic Church.
How do you express that in a platform?
I think you have a plank that says flatly that the government should not force its values on any religious institution. And I think that that's a very key part of this.
All right, so there's Mitt Romney talking on Fox yesterday. We go through the Sunday morning programs, CNN, ABC, and NBC in the focus here, plus some of your favorite talk weekend talk show hosts and programs. That's what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan now with an excerpt from Meet the Press, where David Gregory asks Ohio Governor John Kasich to talk about endorsements.
You're on record as saying that there were a number of candidates that you hoped would get in the race that ultimately did not get in the race, and you have not endorsed anyone. Do you think the fight for the nomination is over?
I want to say this to you, David. You don't want to judge that. These people, they work their tails off trying to get to be president, and trying to judge it and handicap the horse race is not what I'm comfortable with. Let it take care of itself. I haven't endorsed. I said everybody I either endorsed or was for either dropped out or didn't run. So I'll wait till we have a nominee. And listen, the party will get its act together. It will be very competitive in the fall.
Do you have any concerns about Governor Romney as the standard bearer, as the nominee of the party in carrying your state of Ohio, which, as we know, will be so important in the fall?
Oh, it's going to be close. It'll be, you know, tight as a tick out here, David. It always is. Ohio is a battleground state, and it's those independent voters, and whoever can tell them that they're going to improve this economy, create jobs for families, will be the winner.
The context into which to put this, I don't normally watch the Sunday morning news programs, but I happen to have samplings of bits and pieces of them as I was sort of laying low on Easter Sunday morning, as I suspect many of you were as well. So Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, the Democrat, was on Meet the Press as well with Governor Kasich. And it was interesting to have them talking back and forth, acknowledging how they had great respect for each other, which is one of the things you don't see and or hear very often. It would be interesting to put both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama in that position to see how much they would talk about their feelings about one another. As it turned out, the president and Romney sort of took the weekend off to mark Passover and Easter. Mr. Obama described Easter as an inspiring occasion for the triumph of hope over despair, of faith over doubt, the notion that there is something out there that's bigger than ourselves. Mitt Romney was more or less the same. Actually, he spent a little more time talking about the celebration of the Jewish people's exodus from slavery. That week-long Passover celebration began on Friday. So it's not much in terms of the news people had to work to stir things up over the weekend. And so we'll see if we can find a couple of more examples of that in just a minute as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way and I'll get my men down. Because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery setup and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
800-510-8255. From ABC's This Week, Jake Tapper talked to analyst George Martin, David Shalian, and Christiana Freeland about the president and Mitt Romney back and forth with each other.
You heard President Obama trying to tie the House Republican budget like an albatross around Mitt Romney's neck. Will it work?
Well, Romney did the tie-in himself. That's normally a very risk-averse candidate, has embraced this. So, as you say, game on. A few weeks ago, Treasury Secretary Geithner was testifying before Ryan's budget committee. And Ryan said, do you have a plan to correct the fiscal trajectory of the country? Geithner famously now said, we don't have a plan. What we know is we don't like your plan. And that's going to be their strategy. And I don't blame the president. He can't run on his signature achievement, which is health care, which is intensely unpopular and perhaps unconstitutional. Can't run on the stimulus that didn't stimulate, the recovery that's the worst since the Depression. Green jobs are now emblematic of crony capitalism and failed political investing. What's he going to run on? I throw my hands up.
Kristen, you think it's actually not unwise. I didn't hear George criticize it as a bad decision, but you think it's not unwise for him to go after the Ryan budget.
Yeah, I think George was damning with faint praise there, right? No other alternatives. I think actually it's terrific that the president is focusing on this and terrific that Mitt Romney is focusing on it, because I think that Ryan budget crystallizes the real choice that Americans face. It is either a Republican version, which is no new taxes, shrink the state, and that will be great for everybody. Or what the Democrats are saying is, we think the shape of the economy right now and the shape of our government spending requires higher taxes and more support for people at the bottom. It's a very clear choice, and I think that's great. You know, Americans will choose in November which version of the economy and actually which version of society do they want.
David, you and I were talking about this earlier this week. This was really basically the beginning of the general election this week. What did you hear from President Obama and Mitt Romney as they launched their general election campaigns?
What struck me is that the two candidates now for the general election have launched on a negative frame of each other. This is not going to be a campaign, and I don't mean to bemoan negative campaigning. We know it works and we know it's effective, but this is not going to be a campaign, it seems, based on a prescriptive, positive vision about what they're each going to do in 2013 should they take office. This is clearly a negative frame. On the policy, each side is trying to call the other out of the mainstream, but also on character, they are in a battle to try to convince the American public the other is more out of touch. And so by building this negative frame as the launch week of the general election, I'm not very hopeful that we're going to have much more positive vision going forward.
Which is what most of you say that you want, right? You want a more positive discussion of the issues, more positive discussion of the personalities here, and you're not going to get it because these people are relying on their advisors to present to you the same old, same old. 800-510-8255. Well, now that Mitt Romney has swept the Washington, D.C. primary, Maryland, and Wisconsin, the weekend was spent by his three opponents strategizing on where to go from here. And the strategy involves a discussion of Ron Paul maybe going out on his own. We'll have a little more on that from a weekend discussion on talk radio in just a matter of moments. 21 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a corner on what's happened conversationally on Talk Radio and Talk Television over this past Easter weekend, catching you up with that, coming around to celebrity business magnate Donald Trump endorsing Mitt Romney, telling reporters that he is the best man for the job. As a matter of fact, here's radio host Janine Turner talking to the Donald.
You're forthright and you're upfront and you can ask anything you want. You say it like it is. And I think we're all ready for that in this country, though. I'm behind Romney, too. And that's who we have. And I respect the fact that you didn't run as an independent, actually, because, I think I would have loved that. On the other hand, I think it would have split the vote and Obama would have won. But I don't know. Maybe you'll run again. Right.
Well, I think running as a third party would have been very dangerous. I think it really would have given Obama a very good chance. And I really got to like, I've gotten to know Romney over there. Mitt Romney has really, I've become friendly with him and know him well, and I think he's a great guy, and I think his wife, Ann, is fantastic.
Yes,
and,
yes.
I think it's going to be a great combination, and I think he's going to end up getting the nomination, obviously, but I think he's going to end up being a great candidate and a great president.
What do you think about drilling in America, Donald, and trying to become independent of the...
We have to drill. The energy is right under our feet. We don't need, even from Canada, the pipeline should be approved immediately, but even from Canada we don't need, because we have all the energy we need. We have to drill immediately and break OPEC.
I agree. Well, could that really happen? Do we have enough refineries? And
absolutely. If you have the right leadership, it can happen.
The gas companies, do we have more oil and gas here than and even the our own American companies don't want to let go of it because they want to keep the prices up? Have you heard that rumor?
Well, there are a lot of rumors, and there are a lot of things happening with respect to oil and gas and energy, and our energy companies aren't exactly doing us any favors either, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They are all taking advantage, and the consumer's getting killed, and the United States citizen is just being absolutely destroyed by it, so it's a very big problem.
But we should drill in North Dakota and all these different
places. Yeah, it's great what's happening there. Good leadership, great leadership can solve the problem very quickly.
Like Romney.
Okay, so that was a kind of a waste of time, as some of these conversations are. Anyway, interesting, sort of entertaining to listen to Trump say the same thing over and over again. Here's talk host Lisa Ann Walter talking about something you probably haven't heard before, the possibility that Ron Paul is getting ready to drop out and run as an independent.
Ron Paul... For those of you who are out there who always say, nobody ever talks about Ron Paul. he's still pulling huge crowds. In fact, he was just here, spent 3 days in California at UCLA, Berkeley, and California State University. Huge crowds. And it seems like he may be considering running as an independent. Looks like it may be going, even though he said originally that's not what he's there for, looks like it could be possible. And that I think he's still saying that he's looking for a brokered convention and has not endorsed Romney, although a lot of people are conjecturing that that may be the case. But, you know, there he is with all the people that still love him. I was driving around some of the hinterlands of California recently and saw enormous Ron Paul signs up. Enormous Ron Paul support. It's still out there. I don't know what would happen if he pulled out and did not run independent. I wonder if him running as an independent splits a Republican vote. I say most probably.
Of course it does. I mean, it takes no genius to figure that out. Does he run? He has consecutively finished in the top three. Earlier on, he did that, and he's done very well for himself. But most of the people that look at this thing understand that he is more interested in making sure that Obama doesn't win than he is having his own case presented. And he's got a better chance with Mitt Romney in there, if he works with him, to figure out what it is that he can do and what that theory, that thinking does for all of us. So that's a good thing. 28 after.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the answer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Talk Radio Countdown on the air at 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with a review of the hot hits from the weekend in terms of talk radio and talk television, the political world of conversation radio, the issue-oriented material that basically boils down to left and right. Thought it was interesting. We've talked a little so far about both Mitt Romney and the president and Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, but no information on Rick Santorum, which we will fix now, as Bob Kerr talks to political analyst David Alpern about the state of Rick Santorum's campaign at the moment.
Was this perhaps more than just a break, but a breakdown of his campaign, perhaps, with him getting more pressure to step aside?
Well, it certainly could be, but I don't think it's going to happen before he gets back to his home state of Pennsylvania, although there is an argument that with the polls not looking so favorable, his future career, whatever it is, would not be helped by a loss in his home state after having been beaten by a historic margin statewide once before. So it's an important time for Santorum, but he doesn't look like the kind of guy who gives up, and I think his causes may be more important to him than at least what we see as his career.
Well,
there certainly will always be a base that respects him for his determination, and that may keep him afloat one way or another, not quite at the level of the national political stage as he might have wished.
Well, despite what he does, Mitt Romney seems to be moving away from campaigning against his Republican opponents and already targeting the president.
Well, I think the campaign is refocusing, although both Mitt Romney and Obama have taken some flack for talking about refocusing and changing priorities. And, you know, two top aides or supporters of Romney have talked about how now we'll get to see his real views, which, you know, sort of neutralizes his argument that Obama has a secret agenda that he's going to bring into force after he's reelected and no longer has to go before the voters. It is conventional wisdom that certainly once the nominations are secured, every candidate has to search for wider support, and inevitably that will happen, but these charges will continue.
Well, David, something both Republicans and Democrats are noticing are some new polling that brings out numbers regarding women and Jewish and Latino voters.
Yes, there was a big poll at the beginning of the week, USA Today Gallup, showing Obama with a 9-point lead in key swing states, and that was driven in large part by a very good advantage among women. And the Republicans weren't helped by the RNC chairman saying that a GOP war against women was as fanciful as the war against caterpillars. I don't know why he, you know, grabbed for that, but he didn't really say women were caterpillars, but it made the whole thing trivial, even as many women are unhappy about reduced support for contraception, the continuing abortion fight. We see Wisconsin just repealed an equal employment law because the governor said the money is more important to men than women, even though women are, you know, increasingly, if not the, you know, most vibrant growth part of the workforce. It certainly could be interpreted that way, and the Republicans have not done themselves any good. And there's the Latino vote where Obama has a strong advantage, and that's the, you know, fastest growing, most important voting bloc. Among Jewish voters, too, although a survey of Jewish values showed that even while social equality and social service are key values among Jews, even more important than support for Israel, there is a feeling that the poor have become too dependent on big government. So there is an opportunity for Republicans there.
800-510-8255. I thought it was pretty interesting to note. I don't know why I went to look at this. A couple of books that Rick Santorum has written or have been written about him. There's a book called Rick Santorum A to Z that is on Kindle for $2. And the, let's see here, a book called It Takes a Family, Conservatism and Common Good. Santorum wrote a few years ago, selling for $10 online. I don't know why I mentioned that. I'm just kind of interested in seeing what other information there is. I'm trying to find out, as many of you are, as much as possible about all of these candidates because it makes for a better, more educated decision, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow all of the material here, Facebook and Twitter. Information on doing that is at DougStephan.com as well. Let's wrap up our discussion of the weekend's activities when it comes to the candidate from CNN. Candy Crowley on State of the Union talked to the Christian Broadcasting Network's David Brody about Mitt Romney's faith.
Mitt Romney is a Mormon. We've not had a Mormon president. I was intrigued by a polling, again, from the Pew organization that showed the overwhelming number of plurality of non-Mormons would describe Mormonism as a cult, whereas 90-plus something of Mormons describe it as a Christian religion. Let me bring you in here and just to ask you if you think Mormonism is a problem in the national election. Should he become the nominee, which we believe he will, and what should he do about it?
Well, I think there are a certain amount, there are certain evangelical Christians who won't vote for Romney because he's a Mormon. Simple as that. But there's, I mean, look at the polling. About 29% of evangelical Christians during the primaries have voted for Mitt Romney. So there is a section out there that has no problem with Romney. Why is that exactly? Well, abortion is not their number one issue in these exit pollings. It's the budget. It's the economy. And Romney speaks to that. Then there is another segment. These are the folks that are on the fence. These are the, I'm not sure if I want to vote for Romney or not. And this is what I think is going to be the major problem for Mitt Romney in the general election, that he doesn't have these 30% or so of folks that aren't sure about him, not sure if they trust him, and these are evangelicals, and the problem is that Romney has not reached out to evangelicals whatsoever in the primaries. It could very much come back to haunt him from an enthusiasm standpoint in the general election.
All right, so that's something I'm going to keep my comments to myself about that. You think what you want, and act accordingly. 800-510-8255 always connects with us here on the countdown. In a moment, we talk about the death of Mike Wallace, which has been, especially in the last 24 hours or so, a big focus on both radio and television. I might ask you to think about a word that you think applies to Mike Wallace and his career, his style, because a lot of people are going to be faced with this, listening to it during the course of the day, especially today. So why not get a leg up on it? That's coming up here on The Countdown.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
2012 marks the third year April has been declared Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. Activists for Parkinson's Disease, or PD, hope to help spread awareness of this progressive neurological disorder and raise funds to better understand this disease. The month's biggest event is the Parkinson's Unity Walk in New York City on April 28th. Here to comment on the significance of community action is PD patient and patient advocate Gail Smith.
After being diagnosed 7 years ago, I decided that it was important for me to become an active member of the PD community. Having a strong support system, an invested healthcare team, and an effective medication regimen has allowed for me to continue doing some of the things I love, while also being able to advocate in the community for better understanding of this debilitating disease.
If you're attending the Parkinson's Unity Walk, be sure to stop by the red carpet at the Teva booth to share how you support the PD community. For more information about PD, visit www.parkinsonshealth.com.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so the death of Mike Wallace, at this point in time, most everybody knows that he has passed. From CBS, Morley Safer reflected on the legacy of Mike Wallace.
He was doing what?
With you.
Why?
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 Really?
When you boil it down to low gravy, you demanded special treatment.
You needed money.
It's almost an embarrassment, sir, to hear this from you.
What?
What do they want you to do?
Why are you so reluctant? Why?
For half a century, he took on corrupt politicians, scam artists, and bureaucratic bumblers.
Come on out. No, just you don't want to talk to me?
His visits preceded by the four dreaded words, Mike Wallace is here.
I don't understand. They must be ashamed of something.
How are you, sir?
What is this?
This is 60 Minutes.
Wow.
I mean, you're a crook. Doggone, I wish they didn't say that, though.
Father, I want to read you some things.
Mike took to heart the old reporter's pledge to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
You're contemptible. I mean, that's not for the family. I'd like you to get out of here.
I'm nosy. And insistent.
So insistent, there were very few 20th century icons who did not submit to a Mike Wallace interview. He lectured Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, on corruption.
To get anything done. Money.
He lectured Yasser Arafat on violence.
Mr. Chairman, there are Palestinians who would like to kill you.
He asked the Ayatollah Khomeini if he was crazy.
And he calls you, Imam, forgive me, his words, not mine, a lunatic.
He traveled with Martin Luther King.
A large segment of white society is more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice and humanity.
And he remains my hero. So what?
he grappled with Louis Farrakhan.
I think you should keep quiet.
Remain strong, because...
And he interviewed Malcolm X shortly before his assassination.
I probably am a dead man already.
I came here with a belief.
He was no stranger to the White House, interviewing his friends, the Reagans.
Why hasn't this job weighed as heavily on you as it has on some other occupants of this Oval Office?
Well, Mike, I don't know what the answer to that would be. Well, maybe none of them had a Nancy.
There he was with John Kennedy.
Just before
with Lyndon Johnson.
So you think that next time around...
With Jimmy Carter, even with Eleanor Roosevelt.
A good many people hated your husband. They even hated you.
Oh, yes, a great many do still.
So there's some of the excerpts from the Mike Wallace Gallery. I'm just looking as I'm listening to this one of the CBS pages has a lot of pictures from his interviews over his career. Mike Wallace passing away at the age of 93 in Connecticut. Here, Greg Jarrett talks to Leslie Stahl, another one of the contributors to the CBS Sunday program 60 Minutes.
What made him so good, so different than everybody else?
Well, obviously, it was the questions he asked. He was fearless. He would ask the most difficult question, and people watched, I think, more for what's he going to ask,
right.
You know, than what are they going to answer. He was a genius at it. And I also think this is when Mike Wallace's son died in the early 60s.
Right.
He really changed. He said at that moment, I want to do something serious. I want my life to have meaning and impact. And when he created 60 Minutes with Don Hewitt, and believe me, Mike created it, he established a serious form of journalism, which has been emulated ever since, and that he then stayed at 60 Minutes for all those years, almost 40 years at 60 Minutes. He created it and made sure that it didn't die, the flame didn't die, the seriousness of it didn't die, I think is the real tribute.
You know, it is such appointment television now on Sunday nights for everybody across America. And you really have to tune in and listen. Did you ever talk to him about his hard-hitting style? And
yeah, I did. Actually, he called me in one day. And he said, this is, you're bringing back a flood here. He called me into his office. He shut the door. And he said, Leslie, the secret is to ask the question everybody wants you to ask, but it's icky, it's hard, it's embarrassing to ask the question. But you have to ask it, and then when you ask it, you can't be embarrassed, and you can't show that in any way you were nervous to ask it. You know, did you kill your wife kind of question. Because if you're embarrassed, the public will feel it, and you can't do that to them. You have to ask it as though it's a natural thing to do. So he told me that. He said, go out and work on it.
And look the person in the eye as well, right? I mean, don't shy away from it.
Well, exactly. I really think the key to Mike was that he was courageous. I do. I think that was the heart of it. You know, he didn't just ask these questions back in the 60 Minutes office. He'd go to where Ayatollah Khomeini was, or where somebody's head of state, into their palace with the guns all around, and ask the same tough question wherever he was.
Yeah.
He'd ask the movie stars the same tough question. You know, you showed a little clip of Barbara Streisand. She came to tears in that piece because he was so good.
Really?
He would get down to the heart. He would just get right down to the essential.
He had such an amazing ability. As you look back on your career with him and 60 Minutes and so forth, what do you remember?
I remember that he established this place, our place, 60 Minutes, in a way that makes us all proud. You know, people say, how come you all work there till you're so old? And he was 87. Can you believe that? When he stopped working full-time, he was 87 years old. And he was in his 90s. And the reason is what I'm talking about, that we do the old-fashioned journalism that people say isn't done anymore. And we love working there. We're still operating off of his template and proud to do it. You know, we're proud of what we do. It makes you feel good to go in there.
What a great legacy he leaves.
An astonishing legacy.
Interesting. Mike Wallace, you kind of think that the last time you saw him was a week ago because he was so... I remember seeing him and actually talking to him at the airport in Boston once, maybe 10 years or so ago. He's making a phone call. He's pretty relaxed about himself. He won 21 Emmys in his career. The last one came upon him at the age of 89, and that may be the last time you really saw him, although you think that you saw him more recently than that. So a lot of conversation aimed at his life during the day today, I'm sure, on radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And in the truest form of news talk radio, which is what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about, today's news is going to be focused, at least the national news and the conversation about it, on these two men that have been arrested in connection with the shooting spree in Tulsa last Friday. Three people dead, two others wounded. The police have nabbed Jake England, who's only 19, and Alvin Watts, who's 32. And so now the conversation focuses on what the heck happened. Here, Oklahoma host Pat Campbell, so outraged about the shooting that he got Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett to come on the air over the weekend to talk about this shooting. Let's listen in.
Walk me through this story. How and when you became aware of this and the magnitude, the scope of what's going on here?
Well, Friday morning, early Friday morning, the chief of police, Chuck Jordan, called me first thing very early and told me what had gone on and what they had discovered. And we knew then that there was a problem. So he had already issued an order to get a very large number of police officers in the neighborhoods that have been affected. That number is about 40 units, 40 automobiles, plus the police officers. He also got hold of the detective division, and every person that's available has been very involved with making phone calls, knocking on doors, a lot of driving around, a lot of talking to people so we can get this person or persons and put them under arrest and out of where they can do more harm.
You mentioned members of the black community. As one might expect, they are very concerned because it appears that, it doesn't appear, it is a fact that five members of the black community have been targeted. We don't know what the motivation is. We don't know if this was racially motivated.
No.
We certainly hope it was not. It may have been something as simple as the part of town that was chosen. I was telling the mayor off air before the show here, had these shootings occurred in East Tulsa, we may be talking about five victims that happened to be Hispanic. So it just may have been the part of town that was chosen, sort of jumping the gun to presume or assume that these shootings were racially motivated. And again, the police are really left scratching their head because there doesn't appear to be any connection between these victims. This appears to be totally random. The only, I guess, thing in common is that these people happen to be out.
All right, now let's listen in to an ABC interview with the same fellow, Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett.
It sounds like good old-fashioned police work made the difference here.
Well, it really did. Just good, dedicated police officers, good leadership, but especially the community coming together from a united point of view, encouraging the community to get involved and call in tips and observations. And at the end of the day, that through the media is really what helped all this come together and worked out well.
I know these arrests were made just hours ago, and you're still questioning the suspects. But at this point, given that both shooters are white and all the victims were black, can we conclude that this was a hate crime?
No, not at this point. I haven't had any conversation yet with the police department or any of the detectives involved with the interrogations.
What do we know about these two men? I understand they were arrested in the same home. Are they related? Are they part of a hate group? What do we know?
I don't know what their relationship is other than a possible friendship. I know that we had received a few tips about one of them, and then it became apparent that the two of them possibly acted together.
Can you describe, if you would, the wash of relief that came over you, and I would imagine is coming over the entire city this morning, as you realized that you had caught the men you believe are responsible?
Well, we certainly realize that when such a horrific event happens, I mean, nothing like this has happened in our recent history, and when it happens, it just really takes you unaware.
There's the mayor of Tulsa, Dewey Bartlett, talking about this case. The two arrests took place. Jake England and Alvin Watts were arrested. Three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of shooting with intent to kill. They were white. The victims were all black. Police and the mayor there wanting not to say it's a hate crime, but Mr. England posted a number of racially charged comments on his Facebook page over the past couple of years. His father apparently was killed by the two black men, and he refers to them not as black men, but as the words that are used are not words that I can repeat, but you can find them. It's hard not to go off between that and understand where they all are coming from. But certainly none of that justifies whatever went on. It just is more focus on how much hatred and anger there is in our country. And that will continue.